Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
As you know, millions of people have fled Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. Nearly 15,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Ireland in the last month, and the numbers will continue to grow, we're told. So how are those people getting on here? Fergal Keane has been speaking to some of those people to find out, and he joins me now. And I think we're all really keen to find out how they're getting on, people. But you met some people today.
I did, because today I was at the Ukrainian Crisis Centre in Dublin, and they're coordinating aid to be sent to Ukraine. So they're collecting medicines, food, some military-grade medical supplies, and some military-grade safety equipment as well, which they're sourcing around the country and sending off. That's going directly to Ukraine, where it's being distributed to pre-selected towns. They have logistics people working on them. They're in contact with various mayors in various towns to see where things are needed. But there today, they had volunteers coming and going to help people as they arrived in the country with things like accommodation, transport, banks and the like. And accommodation is the big issue. And there is criticism there as well about the slow pace. They say the Red Cross is moving out to solve the accommodation crisis. But there today, I met some people who arrived just yesterday. But then these two women who've been here for a couple of weeks told me about their experiences. The first is Hannah. She's a lawyer from Kyiv, and she left there in the very first days of the war. They had a huge journey, travelling through enormous traffic jams to get to Poland and then onto Ireland. And this is Hannah.
I arrived in 9th of March with two children from Kyiv.
From Kyiv, what are your circumstances now? Do you have somewhere to live?
I'm living now in the hotel all this time. Mm-hmm. And we can stay there not more than 3 months.
How are you finding Ireland so far?
It's very beautiful and amazing people, amazing country. This is support, unbelievable support of Ukrainian citizens. The best words for all people in Ireland. And
What about your children? What age are they? Are they in school?
Yes, children 11 and 8 year old, boy and girl. And now they can go in school. In school, all good. Very yes, close and friendly. All people around them. All teachers, tutors, children, relatives, and all staff. Amazing.
What were the circumstances of you leaving Kyiv?
I left in Kyiv the first day of the war, near 20 kilometers around my district, situated airports, military airport and civil airport. This is very dangerous district to be, yes, and not far from, maybe less 10 kilometers opposite my house. Bomb is exploded on the army base, and first bomb destroyed house, big building, more than 25 floors near school of my children and opposite of my parents' house. Yes.
Do you have family left in Kyiv?
Yes, my husband stays in Kyiv and he is fighting.
How is he?
I hope that God protect him everywhere and every time.
Oh, it must be extremely frightening for Hannah. That's Hannah there, who's hoping that her husband, who stayed behind in Kyiv to fight, is safe. You met another woman today.
Yeah, several people I met today, but this woman is Helena. She arrived here earlier this month with her child in Dublin.
We came here on 6th of March in the night, and we stay here nearly 25 days.
Do you have children with you?
I'm here with my younger son and my elder son, and my husband stay in Kyiv. They fight.
Where are you staying? How are you living here?
Where we stay? We stay in the same place, at the hotel, and the hotel is perfect. We are so happy to stay there, the staff, all staff, all Irish people are friendly to us, kind, and they help us.
How do you feel about what's happening in your country?
I'm impressed. My emotions very, very difficult because it's very big contrast between that happened in my country and your kindness, your protection in your country. It's very difficult feelings. But I want to cry every time. I want to smile every time to you, Irish people. And I want when I see news, when I hear about my country and about my people, I want to cry. It's too difficult.
Yeah, that is Helena speaking with you, Fergal, a little bit earlier on. There are also Irish volunteers, aren't there, working with the Ukrainian Crisis Centre?
Yes, there are. It's a pretty busy office. Phones ringing, people coming and going to collect leaflets to give to people at the airport and port and that kind of thing, boxes of aids and likes of that. One person today was PR executive Tom McEnany. The reason he was there is that just yesterday he led a convoy of 72 refugees from the Ukrainian border and they arrived back in Dublin Port yesterday. He told me how that had come about.
We were a convoy of Irish cars, mostly Teslas, who went over 15 cars and a van. And we went over with the sole aim of picking up refugees from all around Ukraine and some in Poland and bringing them back to Ireland.
How did that work for you?
It was quite a dramatic few days. You know, it was quite emotional. I have to say, when we got back, when we started, most of the emotions were with the refugees. By the time we got to Ireland, the most emotional people were without doubt the Irish volunteers. But it was a great trip. We managed to bring back 72 refugees, all women and children, mostly very young children, a few older women, mostly mothers. And actually, we were oversubscribed. So there were 22 people who we couldn't fit into the cars. But we took a nobody gets left behind approach to it. And so they are arriving tomorrow by plane.
How did they get on when they arrived in Ireland? Most of them don't speak any English?
Most of them don't speak any English. A smattering of English. Some of them, we arrived, I have to say, it could have gone better. The guards at Dublin Port were amazing, really amazing. They were lovely. They were playing football with the children. They were bringing out sweets. They were passing around sandwiches and water. The customs at Dublin Airport were amazing. But everybody, including the Gardaí, was expecting iPass to turn up at Dublin Airport and hand out PPS numbers. And they never showed up.
At the port.
And they never showed up. So that meant that we had refugees standing around for much longer than they should have been, waiting in a car park. Now, eventually, they got placed in overnight accommodation, and now they're being moved on to short-term accommodation in hotels before being put into medium-term accommodation through the Red Cross system.
Are you going back?
Right now, my focus is on finding accommodation for all of the refugees we brought back and for building communities around those refugees. I think I'm going to need a couple of days before deciding whether we go back.
And that is PR executive Tom McEnany ending that report by Fergal Keane.